When the Moose Jaw Warriors and Winnipeg Ice meet in the Eastern Conference semifinal beginning Friday night, they'll already be two teams that have had plenty of success in the postseason. The Warriors took a four-game sweep over the Lethbridge Hurricanes in their first-round series, while the Ice did the same to the Medicine Hat Tigers. Both teams are obviously playing some solid hockey when they most need it, and based on how things turned out between the clubs in the regular season, it's anyone's guess as to how the next series will shake out. Here's a look at the six regular season meetings between Moose Jaw and Winnipeg, and some of the players to watch. Saturday, October 8. Moose Jaw. Warriors 4. Winnipeg 1. A solid start and an even better finish led to the Warriors taking the win in the first meeting of the season between the two teams. Atlee Calvert scored the lone goal in the first period, while Denton Matichuk and Braden Yeager had third-period markers, the latter into an empty net, as the Warriors held on for the hard-fought win. Yeager had the Warriors' other goal in the second, with Winnipeg's Matthew Savoy also scoring their lone marker in the frame. Connor Unger turned aside 26 shots to earn the win. Dawson Cowan had 23 saves for the Ice. Wednesday, December 28, Moose Jaw. Warriors 3, Winnipeg 1. Ryder Korchak had a hat trick to pace the Warriors to the win in another close-checking battle between the two teams. Korchak and Savoy exchanged first-period goals before the overage forward scored the lone goal of the second period to give the Warriors a 2-1 lead coming home. Korchak then finished off his hat trick with an empty net goal with 45 seconds remaining. Yeager picked up two assists. Unger had a 34-save performance in the win, while East Division Goaltender of the Year Daniel Hausa had 21 saves in the loss. Saturday, Jan. 21, Winnipeg. Winnipeg 3, Moose Jaw 2, Savoy scored the lone goal in the shootout and Winnipeg would overcome a third-period Warriors rally to hold on for the win. Owen Peterson and Zach Benson had given the Ice a 2-0 lead with goals in the first and second periods respectively, but Atlee Calvert got the Warriors within one early in the third, and Martin Rysavy sent things to overtime with 3:10 remaining in regulation. It was another close matchup between Unger, with 24 saves, and Hausa, who turned aside 29. Sunday, Jan. 22, Winnipeg. Winnipeg 6, Moose Jaw 0. The rematch less than 24 hours later at the Wayne Fleming Arena was all Winnipeg, as the Ice scored twice on the power play and twice shorthanded on their way to their comfortable win. Savoy, Peterson, Ty Nash, Connor McLennan, Zach Ostapchuk and Carson Lambos all scored for Winnipeg, who led 2-0 after the first and 6-0 through two. McLennan and Ostapchuk also had assists. Benson added two assists. Unger got the start and allowed four goals on 14 shots in 32-49, while Jackson Unger stopped 10 shots the rest of the way. Friday, February 17, Moose Jaw. Winnipeg 7, Moose Jaw 1. With the Warriors reeling after the indefinite suspension of four players, Winnipeg scored five times in the first period and led 7-0 through two on their way to the lopsided win. The Ice showed off their depth in the process, as only three players in their lineup were held off the scoresheet. Lambos, Savoy, Jonas Wu and Valdislav Shilo all had a goal and assist each. Peterson, Ben Zalotti and Carson Latimer had Winnipeg's other goals. Benson picked up a pair of helpers. Yeager snapped Hauser's shutout bid with 2:51 to play in the third period. Unger had 10 saves in 14-11 of action before Justin Marich allowed three goals in the remainder of the game. Hauser capped his night with 21 saves. Wednesday, March 22, Winnipeg. Moose Jaw 6, Winnipeg 4. Winnipeg took a 3-1 lead out of the first period after scoring three goals in the final 8 minutes of the frame, but the Warriors had plenty left in the tank. Yeager would score twice in the second period to go along with a goal from Calvert, and just like that, the Warriors had the lead heading into the third. There, Korchak added an insurance marker with 8:28 remaining before Ostapchuk got Winnipeg back within one less than a minute later. That would be as close as they'd get, though, as a Furkus empty net goal sealed the deal. Unger turned in his best showing of the season against the ice with 34 saves, while Bowitt stopped 30 shots for Winnipeg. Games 1 and 2 of the Eastern Conference semifinal are in Winnipeg on Friday and Saturday before the series reverts to Moose Jaw for Games 3 and 4 on Tuesday and Wednesday. Tickets are now available at www.sasktix.ca.